Welcome to Supercomputer, a show about making sense out of a mess of technology. My name is Matthew Casanelli, and I'm here to help teach automation to everyone.
I'm Alex Cox, and I have booted myself back up from the holidays because I basically shut down my mind and body for about a month, which is why we haven't done this show.
Well, I'm glad to have you back, and it's awesome to be back.
Yeah, I miss talking about nerd crap. I miss all the nerd crap. So let's get into CES, the Apple earnings call. I'm sure there's something with China too. All of our favorite topics.
Mm.
But we were talking offline a bit about our reorganizing stuff over the holidays, and our last episode before the holidays we talked about TickTick, which was a really fun experiment in to-do apps and productivity, but then like the day after Christmas you sent me a picture of your office that just shook me to my core. There were papers everywhere, and it wasn't like a what I would not even consider a crazy person's desk, but you know, like a scattered writer who has
strings attaching
everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
My face at the center.
Yeah, it's not like you had a crazy wall, but you had what you called, and I guess what is, analog GTD.
It's old school GTD.
You did the OG GTD, and I'm just a little confused. It seems like you read the book again, yes?
Yes. That was where it started.
Well, take me on this journey, please. I'm so confused.
I mean, I guess, so I was born in 19... No, in general, part of the beginning of the journey was like, I need to read more because I start out my days like freaking out about getting to work and I end up never reading books, and so I wanted to take time for myself in the mornings to read a little bit more. And GTD was like, oh yeah, I should probably read that since I didn't put out any videos or blog posts myself during December also, because I think I got stuck as well. And so I recognized that I should probably make some money and get to work on like the actual projects that I have and not just some like blog posts that are great, but it's also like, that stuff isn't important, and these are the things that are important. I mean, obviously, it's not about money. It is more like I haven't been doing GTD. Like, not that doing it right is what's important, but I hadn't been doing it, and I had a ton of tasks that I had just been pushing off and pushing off, and I needed to, like, define what those next steps were and actually make some of them into projects. And it's also tied a little bit with, like, I do want to talk about this because in general tech people need to talk about it more, but I had some RSI issues because I tried to move all of things into TickTick on my iPad, and part of that problem is that they don't have keyboard shortcuts, and so I was physically moving everything, and I was like, this hurts. Like, can't do that. Which is also, unfortunately, temporarily, I do really like TickTick, but I don't think I can use it right now because it isn't easy enough to add stuff on the iPad, and that's where I focus my work, and in many ways, that's kind of just unacceptable. Like, I can't get away with it, even though I'm still interested in using it for this show because it has great group tasks, and I like a lot of the ways it works, but things also has amazing keyboard shortcuts. It is nice. Like, there were certain things about TickTick, like something about the Today view didn't click for me as well as I wanted, where like it was great for organizing it was like great for planning a bit, but not for doing as much, which is the point. But GTD originally, I mean, if you read the old book, he's like, one day computer databases will be a way you can keep track of your tasks, which I should have read that and been like, I should not do this on paper, but I was like, I'm going to do this on paper because I didn't want to, I was like, I had that week before like this week actually starts the whole new year and everything. So I was like, I'm going to do this because what was really beneficial was holding the projects in my hand and organizing them physically and like not just being on a computer for all of that.
Hmm.
But part of the problem is, someone like me, you come up with 250 tasks, projects. And so...
Oh my God. Could the RSI come from writing all of those out? Good
Lord.
Well,
that's why I also stopped, was because I was like, I had done it for like 2.5 days. And I was like, all right, maybe this is a little too slow, because then I have to go back in and add the projects to my task manager. So I did give up slightly. I'm sorry, David. David Allen, please don't be mad. I'm praying to him. What's happening?
I mean, I think he'd be the kind of guy that'd be into that.
But so I was like physically sorting projects between this makes me money and this doesn't make me money. And then some of like, these are priorities and these are things that I need more research on. And then I was sort of like recognizing some tags that I could use. So some of like financial versus just like beneficial, like there's two, I'm separating out some of my tasks now, so that does this make me money? It should probably be some of a priority. And then a lot of like low energy versus high energy. Cause that's what I really noticed was,
oh, my favorite tag.
Like I cannot film a YouTube video if I do not have the energy, or I will just be mad and be like, oh, sure, garbage truck driving by, that's great timing. Like, so I've, and it's working really well, because it's mostly like high energy stuff. You kind of know that you have the energy, but it's when you're low energy and you recognize that you're like, okay, well, I'm not going to do those things. So are there things that I could do that are just simple, go like take out the laundry or something like that and switch it around? And it's like, I am also working from home. And so one other tag that I put was my office and like my Mac, because I almost don't use my Mac anymore. And going through this, there was a lot of tasks where I was like, I should probably do this on my Mac, because there's just certain parts that are easier, or like, I'm going to develop RSI, and like, I love the iPad, but I'm not willing to destroy my body for like the sake of a point. So I've been,
I mean, okay, I'm sorry. I'm glad to hear that.
Which is like, it's reality. Like, and whether or not you can use an iPad as your only laptop is not necessarily something that I need to like integrate into how I do my daily life, because I can still probably do it. And then I think I even mentioned this in a past episode, was like, I want to use the Mac more so I can learn what you can do there and bring it back down to the iPad. But yeah, a lot of like differentiating tasks between the device that I have to do it on. Like, one thing that I've recognized from screen time over the last 6 months or whatever that it's been out is that if I use the same app on my iPad, I will be more productive. Where using Twitter on my phone, I will just scroll endlessly and go to Moments and stuff like that and look at all the crud. And then on my iPad, I will like answer people's questions and use it more strategically. And I could just tell from the stats. It's like, I use my phone to do these dumb things, and then when I'm on my iPad, I'm like using shortcuts and being productive and stuff. Or even like, I'm trying to do a bunch of like HomePod shortcuts, so I have to be next to my HomePod. Like, pretty simple stuff, but I just like don't want to see it when I'm not there, because if I'm downstairs, I can't do it.
It sounds like you are a perfect candidate for OmniFocus and not Things, but I am going to, that needs to be a different, that was a weird experiment I did, but I like you, was also away, well, the iPad's not a real computer, but I literally don't think I should have actually counted the days I went without using a Mac, because I wasn't producing videos or podcasts. So I was exclusively on my iPad, almost out of laziness, I think, or even just like conceptual laziness, because in the past I'd be like, oh, well, I have this lightning cable out, I don't want to have to pull out my laptop charger and blah, blah, blah. And now that's not the case, because I have an iPad with USB-C.
Yeah. Yes.
But
yes.
There's still that like cognitive leap for me, as I'm treating my Mac more and more like an appliance and my iPad more as the ephemeral thing that always exists and I'm always using it.
Yeah,
which
that makes sense.
it was real. And I came back to work, and I really don't enjoy using my Mac for day-to-day computing. It's
same
kind of a drag. Like,
I hate like the bugs that it has now, where I'm like, oh, let me open an app. Oh, it just moved to another app. It just took focus away from what I'm like. Or like file management for videos. I'm sure you run into this where it just like becomes so laborious, and it's just my God.
No, I will definitely disagree with you on that point.
Okay, well, I'm not saying file management is good on iOS, but...
But yeah, I think it's interesting because I started with all my file management, and like I've been producing stuff for so many years on a Mac that I run into the same thing on my iPad where I'm just like, oh, come on.
Yeah,
whereas you come from... True. And again, I'm not saying that the Finder is this glorious, wonderful thing. It's just that I am used to... the basic Mac OS file stack.
I totally want Finder, but I think for me it's like I will like copy a file and then it like hangs and then that menu never goes away, and like it's less like the act of doing it, but it's just like some of the issues with Mac OS I just like can't stand, like when it doesn't work and when the iPad doesn't, you just can't do it versus like you can kind of do it and then it doesn't work. Like that's what gets
exactly.
me. It's like having bad internet where you're like, I'd rather have no
exactly.
internet.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a perfect way to put it, because there are so many times where someone asks me, can you do something on iOS? And the answer is flat out no, which is a bummer. But it's when someone is like, hey, can I have keep everything synced on my desktop? I'm like, yeah, Mac lets you, like Mac OS lets you do that. I'm like, oh, great. So it'll be my Dropbox. I'm like, no. And they're like, can I keep my Dropbox folder on my desktop? I'm like, well, you can have a copy, sort of. And then it's like we're Googling together stuff that does or doesn't work. Whereas, and it's, you're right, I'd rather it be like, oh, why is it raining and the internet is slow? I'd rather have, be like, okay, the Comcast guy is out there and accidentally cut a fiber line versus this weird, like, trickery of, all right, is this working? Is it uploaded? Nah. And I think it's interesting that you are talking about how you're using the Mac more so that you can figure out what you... should be brought down to iOS. I would say you're a little bit iOS-ist because you said bring it down from the Mac to iOS. No. I was going to say to the side, but okay, fine, bring it down. Where, like a lot of times when I ask you, can you do this with shortcuts? You're just like, nope. And it's because it's something I do on my Mac. And I'm like, bar, 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 bar. But it's something that my Mac does. And I'd rather do it on iOS because it's just, I don't want to say iOS is better. It is not better, but it is more delightful. And at first I thought, this is actually like my second or third week back at, no, my first week back at work. And I thought maybe it's just because I'm grumpy being back at work, but it doesn't feel like that. And today was actually a day where I worked pretty much exclusively on my iPad, and I'm like, oh nope, yep, it's the Mac. The Mac is making me sad, which makes me sad that the Mac is making me sad, and then I'm just in this like tech depression spiral. So anyway,
well, welcome to the Apple community for the other people don't seem super happy about it either. And here we go. Don't worry. Marzipan will solve everything. I said coming down because I think it's like just physically the screen size is like the Mac is, I have an iMac, so it's the biggest computer. And it's like Mac, iPad, iPhone, HomePod, Apple Watch. I don't really know the order once you get down there, but it's like go from the bottom up, down. Or wait, did I say bring it back down to iOS? Okay, maybe I just totally contradicted myself. But it is like my primary thing. And I mean, maybe it's my computer is physically located in my office, which is upstairs. And so like I have to go upstairs to work on it. And like,
that's actually a really good an analogy that would exist in one's brain subconsciously. I like that.
But I think it also gets back to like why I was using paper, because what you said is like, these are tools, these are utilities. And my job isn't to use a computer. Like, I guess it's supercomputer crap. But it's like, my job is to get this stuff done. And so just like trying to do, I don't know. It's like, I just don't want to use computers all day long, every day. Like, the point of using something like Shortcuts more or using technology is to help you get to an end goal. And just like being on my iPad isn't a thing that I need to do. Like, GTD especially is like, there's tasks that I need to do. And if the iPad is the right context for me to accomplish that, I'll do it there. But I'm trying to like, I mean, it's basically like, I would have just gone on Twitter, and I can't go on Twitter on a piece of paper. And so that works very well for me, because I also, so I deleted Twitter from my iPhone intentionally, because I'm going to use Twitter still probably a good amount, but I cannot like make Twitter my job because it does not pay me anything. And so like, there's, I struggle with this too, because I've gotten an insane amount of value from my Twitter account in the last 6 months, just talking to people about what I'm doing and making new connections with people that are like very interesting or influential, and that will help me in the long run. But it's also like, on a day-to-day basis, I don't need to use it for an hour and 45 minutes, especially like first thing in the morning. It's like, I can go on at noon and check it, and or it's just like on my iPad. And I've been using twitter.com too, but it can't send me notifications. So that's one of the important things. And there's no icon on my home screen that I'm like, sure, I'll open my phone and immediately press that every time. But it's like a whole, like, I need to get a little bit more on track. And so doing this helped me. It helped me get away from things, and just literally also, that wasn't supposed to be a pun.
I was like, get away from things and into OmniFocus, but that's not this episode. We're not going to talk about it. But only because we don't have time to talk about it. Yeah. I could talk about it for right now and throw down. But I'm curious, are you using your phone more, you think? Like, what are you replacing your not computer time with? And I'm totally serious.
I thought you were just saying, what am I doing on my phone to make up for the Twitter time? I mean, so far it is January 8th, so I haven't done too much. It's just literally anything else. Like, I've gotten through a bunch of Instapaper articles that I had let build up into a queue of over 1,000. So that's definitely part of it, because,
oh my God,
that also is part of why I did the GTD thing, because those are inboxes that I've had and just never checked, and I don't process them properly. And so it's like, oh, here's literally an article about photography from 2015. Like, I deleted half of my Instapaper stuff because I just didn't need it. And I wasn't going to read it, or it's like, I just read the headline and that's what this article is going to say and doesn't give me much else than that. Like, there's a lot of articles that do give me more, and I want to spend my time on those. I haven't read in so long. Like, I just don't read anymore because I just like didn't ever get to that. And it gave me anxiety that I had 1,000 Instapaper articles in my queue. And it's like, I've just been waking up and like giving myself like, it's amazing how many articles you can get through in an hour, where I'd normally almost, that's what really highlighted it, when I spent an hour and then I was like, oh, I just got through most of, or like a huge chunk of this, and I just must not have been reading almost at all.
But that almost seems, I mean, definitely not more of the same, but I'm wondering, have you been able to sort of realize where you're getting the most value, not just monetarily, but in terms of your time and attention, because that's the whole GTD thing. Is it, and I guess deleting like half of Instapaper is part of it, but in that hour, did you find that you got something out of it? Because I sometimes worry that, and this is my own hang up actually, because I like went Twitter free for, I don't know why, I just like took a week off Twitter and then realized, oh, a lot of like my social interactions, oh, yeah, just like DMs, like, oh, it was providing some value. Interesting. Oh, okay. So I
Well, that's why I'm not, like, I'm not quitting Twitter. I'm just not using it on my phone. And so, like, if I pick up my iPad and use Twitter for a half an hour, I'm okay with that. Also because I'm, like, more likely to, like, start building shortcuts or something. Where I think just on my phone, it's way too easy to sit on the couch for 45 minutes and then just be like, oh, I'm not. Like, I have major diminishing returns at a certain point. And using it daily still gets me the value, but using it that much every day is not. And also just, like, when I do it, because a lot of what I've been doing is working on my morning routine to be, like, I want to do these things. I also took a bunch off my morning routine because I was like, I don't need to do that, and I'm not doing my work because I haven't made the bed, and, like, it's fine. Like, there's building habits versus doing my work, and I think it is, like, I missed my own, I just don't have no separation. I'm just here doing it myself. And so I keep, like, I, like, think I should be doing Twitter, but that's not what I need to be doing right now. I need to be filming a dang video. And it's like, I can go on Twitter afterwards. And the other thing, I mean, so this, some of this will all come out in my next video. So I do want to, it's not too much, but, like, I'm using, because of TickTick, which had a Pomodoro timer, I'm now using an app called Focus, which is just a Pomodoro timer standalone. And it's actually really nice because I work for 20 minutes, I actually get stuff done, and then it's okay for me to take a break. And that's, like, I needed that in some ways, where when I, switching from, like, using too much Twitter to, like, oh, I work for 8 hours straight, and I feel terrible, and I, like, feel guilty about using Twitter at all, and then my guilt then stops me from doing the work, and, like, something about that Pomodoro timer of, like, go take a break for 5 minutes, read a stupid article, it's fine, like, then come back to work, is, even though I've always heard that and known it, just, like, really doing it a couple times helped me a lot.
What I'm finally realizing about the whole Pomodoro thing is that it gives you permission to dick around, and I love that. Exactly. That is why it's been working for me. I'm like, oh, okay, time to do a bad joke, time to look at a good gritty meme on Twitter, like, and not even that, it's not, I think I've talked about this before, but my Twitter usage has scaled back a ton as my Pokemon Go playtime has skyrocketed, but it brings me a teensy tiny bit of joy, and I don't know, I think it's worth it. Like, I realized it gives me the same feeling that Twitter did way back in the day when someone liked a tweet, like a stranger liked my tweet or started whatever it was, or someone replied to something I said with something earnest or a funny joke, whereas now it's just commonplace. And again, it's not bad, it's a big ephemeral conversation, but before it was like a little spark of joy. Not to get Marie Kondo, oh boy, but I'm like, ooh, a shiny Pokemon appeared. It's the same sort of little, like, dopamine pop that I get without having to see something the president tweeted. It's lovely. I
mean, the politics part is definitely a huge part, especially since I was like, I barely even want to get into it, but I mean, I do play, like, Xbox games in the evening and stuff, and that gives me tons of dopamine. That's what it's for. So I mean, I do work from home. And so I recognize that part of, I was craving social interaction from Twitter in many ways. And it's like a signal to how successful my work is going currently, where I'm building new audiences and things like that. So it was, I think this does help me, like, having it on my iPad, like I said, it's a work tool more, and I can be entertainment, but it's not, like, constantly in my face. It doesn't seem like some sort of huge shift, but it is just, like, little things in my life were just, like, I was on Twitter, and so I didn't want to go do the dishes or something. Like, so I will say it because you made the joke, but I've been watching the KonMari stuff. And totally just, like, threw away a bunch of my clothes. And in many ways, it's, like, the exact same thing as GTD of, like get it all out there in the open and process it one by one. Like, it's kind of crazy actually that it's like the other side for non-nerds. But I mean that's like same, like Instapaper is like, I mean, one thing she says on the show is, do you want to bring this forward with you in life? And like, no, I don't need that article from 2015. Like, I'm never going to read those things. And if I'm going to do something with that, like turn it into a project and make it into my system as opposed to just like sitting there. So it's an experiment. I mean, I'm still going to be using Twitter a good amount, but it is just like, I mean, today you sent me that CES thing from Google Assistant and I'm like, I haven't seen anything of CS because I haven't been on Twitter all day, which is
weird in some ways, shocked.
But it is like nice also because I don't care about CS stuff that much. It's really nice to read recaps and not like your brain in the middle of CS is like, oh, these are all new things, I need to learn about these, but you can just read the recap 5 days from now and it's fine.
Yeah, you'll often text me about like something that's going down on Twitter or in a bunch of blog posts and I'm like, I'm working, I have no idea what's going on, or it's like, it's the weekend, I'm catching my Pokemon, what's happening. It's easy to make fun of the Katamari method, but you're right, it is essentially GTD. And there's a book I really like that Merlin Mann recommended called It's All Too Much by Peter Walsh. And his main thing isn't the sparking of joy, because honestly, a lot of my Tupperware doesn't spark joy. But it's like, okay, the stuff in your home and the stuff you're doing, is that the definition? Does it help define who you are and who you want to be going forward? Yeah. And it doesn't try to shy away from the fact that the things we own define us, because it's not trying to get all like release yourself from all worldly things. And there is a time and a place to try to do that for sure. But it's just a really practical, like, okay, all of these plates from college, really, really? But it even dives deeper. Like for me, I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want these micro USB cables. I don't want that to be who I am. No, I hate it. I hate it so much. USB-C. And that's always kind of the framework I'm trying to use.
I think the spark joy thing is a little like over.
It's a little follow your bliss.
Well, it's also just like luckily they kind of address it on the show, as one of the guys is like, I just don't, these are just clothes, I don't put that much weight into it. And then he was like super affected by books. I think I like the part a little bit more of like certain things do spark joy, like you're like, oh yeah, I look good in this or something. And then other ones are, I think there is no middle ground in that method, I think, where it is like, I don't know, so just leave it, versus like the thing of like, I don't want to carry this forward with me into the future is important. It's like, I don't care about those articles or those ideas because it's like, I'm not going to do it, or it's not worth it. Maybe it was at some point. Being able to focus on things that you do enjoy, well, it's like you do get those steps going forward of like, I don't need my, I'm a 29-year-old man, I don't need my like old ratty Gonzaga t-shirts because unfortunately don't really care about my school pride. And it's like, I have four of those, so I just toss them. And it's also like, I think it is the minimalism of like just getting rid of a bunch of stuff does feel good. And you know that everything you have is what you like. And I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm preaching KonMari now, but
well, if people are listening to this, you can also listen to another show I do called Do By Friday, in which we challenge each other to do things such as watch the first season of Tidying Up. So,
oh, is that this week's challenge?
Sure, yep, I'm sure we've awesome. Absolutely torn it apart, and you can find that at dobyfriday.com. Matthew, where can people find you on the internet?
They can find me at youtube.com/MatthewCassinelli, and then on Twitter sometimes at Matt Cassinelli.
All right. Well, this has been another episode of Supercomputer. I missed all of you and Matthew too, I guess.
Later, nerds.
that joke didn't land.
I'm waiting.